particular subject tonight, and we didn't get to speak on this last night. God has just prayed the entire time, and God knows we need that. But tonight, we're talking about steadfast faith. Steadfast faith. So what is steadfast? What does that mean? Steadfast means firmly fixed in belief and faith. Unmovable. Unshakable determination or adherence to the word of God. Steadfast is unquenchable faith. It's like fire shut up in my bones. In other words, fire can't burn up the faith. Discouragement can't burn up my faith. Hallelujah. Unquenchable faith. No matter what we're going through, and God knows, people of God, we're going through. Your test is one thing, mine may be something else, but my God, we're going through. We're going to need that unquenchable faith, that faith that you can't shame me, you can't shame it out of me. It's that kind of tenacious faith. Tenacity means it's more than endurance. It is endurance combined with absolute certainty. We know that what we are looking for or asking or putting a petition before God, we know it will come to pass. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hebrews, the 12th chapter, the first verse, is a very familiar scripture. It says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it is the very evidence of things we do not see. Faith, think about it. It is. It's whatever we're looking for, what we're hoping for, what we're believing for. It's already there. It's the substance. And then it at the same time, faith is the evidence. It's the assurance. It's the reality of things we do not see. Hallelujah. We're talking tonight again about steadfast faith. In whom? Steadfast faith in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I hope that you bring your pen and your pencil and something to write on, your journal, whatever, because we want to make sure that you can go back and you can read these scriptures again. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You want to read this word out loud so that you can hear it. Hallelujah. You don't have to be in the church to hear it. You don't have to be present or even a pastor, that, you know, before a pastor or whatever. You just need to read that word for yourself. Hear it and believe it, and that is going to help you to gain that faith. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. And let's just read at the 57th verse. I want to read it to you in the King James Version, and then again read it in the Amplified. So 1 Corinthians 15 and 57, okay? It says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to whom? To God. Thanks, we're looking unto him. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. It says, thank you, God. You're the one that gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 58 says, therefore, and you see that word therefore, there's something that comes before that. And that's since we know that God is the one who gives us the victory through Jesus. This saying, Paul says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now let's read that same passage of scripture in the Amplified. It says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory, making us conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, we're winners. And verse 58, it says, therefore, my beloved brethren, Be firm, steadfast, immovable, always, always abounding in the work of the Lord, always being superior, excelling, doing more than enough in the service of the Lord. Remember, we have to do whatever we do, we need to do to the glory and honor of God. So he said, always excelling in what you're doing to the for the Lord. Knowing this and being continually aware that your labor in the Lord is not futile, it is never wasted or of no avail or no purpose. Isn't that awesome? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God for that. I wanted to give that information to you so that it helps us to kind of set the stage, because we're talking about this steadfast faith. All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, we think about this, and it says, being steadfast. We have a prime example in Job. Job was one, as you know, he persevered and was steadfast in his faith. Hallelujah. I don't know anyone that was even more steadfast than Job, considering all that he went through. You know the story. Job lost all of his possessions, including his livestock, his servants, and his wealth, as well as all of his children. His wife told him, she says, you just need to curse God and die. But Job wasn't listening to that. He says, woman, you talk like a foolish woman. What you're saying doesn't make sense. He says, yeah, I'm going through, and I'm paraphrasing this. He says, but though God slays me, though I go through things I don't understand, I don't even know why I'm being challenged like this. I don't know why I'm going through this. And many of us, you're going through midnight experiences. We don't understand why we're going through. We don't know, and what's the purpose, God? Why me? But listen, Job said like this, yeah, but though he slay me, yet will I trust him. He's not going to give up. He says he has that unshakable, unquenchable faith to endure through hard times. He says, but I'm going to wait until my change comes. See, he, in order to say that, he knew, he expected, he had faith to know that a change is going to come. And that's where you and I got to have that kind of steadfast faith. Yes, I'm going through. Yes, I'm hurting right now. I don't understand why I'm going through so much. But I do know that change will come. The scripture says weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. That's for sure. So Job says, I'm going to wait until my change comes. Hallelujah. Although I'm going through, although I'm down right now, even though his friends told him, says, Job, you must have done something wrong. He says, but I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait. I know in whom I believe. That's the kind of faith that we need. We're talking about steadfast faith. Okay, I'm moving right along. Hebrews, the 9th chapter, the 11th through the 14th verses. Hallelujah. Hebrews, the 9th chapter, 11th through the 14th verses. And I want to read this in the NIV because it makes it so much clearer that we can understand what the writer is saying. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9, 11 through 14. It's laying some foundation as to, so what about the steadfast faith? How can we get that? I mean, you know, what makes us have that? Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because the Lord Jesus Christ has prepared everything that we need in order to have steadfast faith in his word. Okay, it says at the 11th verse, it says, but when Christ came as high priest of the good things that are now already here, He went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not made with human hands. In other words, it didn't come from man. So that is to say, is not a part of this creation. He said he did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once and for all by his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption for you and I. Once and for all, he died, he shed his innocent blood and presented his blood to God the Father. Hallelujah. And then verse 13 says, and the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled sanctified them so that they are outwardly clean. In other words, the priests and those that enter in to the holy place in the Old Testament, yeah, they sanctified themselves as much as they could. The sprinkling of the sprinkled themselves ceremonially, but they only cleansed the outside. It was just temporarily, but it didn't do anything for the inside. Verse 14 says, but how much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God. He was the unblemished Lamb, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He cleanses our conscience from acts that lead to death so that we may serve the living God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, once and for all, he offered, he was the perfect Lamb, the perfect sacrifice for our sin. Glory to God. So I wanted to lay that foundation for you. For this next verse, which is Hebrews, just turn over to Hebrews 10 and verses 19 through 25. Hebrews 10, 19 through 25. See, we're talking about that kind of faith that persevere. And in this day and time that we're living in, with so much going on, even still, we need that kind of tenacious faith. We need that persevering faith. We need that steadfast faith, that unwavering. In other words, sometimes we will be hit with news and things from life, because life happens, right? It happens. And some people put it like this, life is lifing. So it happens to every one of us. Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you don't go through. But I'm giving you information. I'm giving you food. I'm giving you the information to know that, hey, here's how we go through when life hits you like a ton of bricks, but we can stand and persevere. All right, verse 19 in Hebrews 10, 19 through 25. Okay, it says, therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, we just read about that, say, by a new and living way, open for us through the curtain, that is, through his own body. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to him with a sincere heart and with full assurance that faith brings. See, when we have problems, have troubles, that's not the time to run away from God. That's not the time to throw in the towel, but it is the time to run to him, to run into him. And the Bible says further, it says, run to him with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings. See, that's that faith. We said faith is the substance of things hoped for. Yes, it's the very evidence of things we can't see. But it says it's the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. It says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. So no matter what we're going through, if God promised, His word says that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. And then, therefore, that means that we can make it. You can make it. Hallelujah. Say it right there, right where you are. It says, I can make it. Say that. I can make it. Say this. Say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you say that in with sincere heart and mean it, yes, I can do all things through him, through Christ, who strengthens me. Ephesians 2:18 says, for through him, which is Jesus, we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. Hallelujah. And so therefore, it says, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace. How do we come? It says boldly. Hallelujah. We already had our conscience cleansed. We already know that if any man be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. So therefore, his scripture is saying, let us come boldly. Mm-hmm. Come confidently. Come with the assurance before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. Thank God for mercy. And find the grace to help in the time of need. What is your need tonight? What is your need? Each and every one of us on this line, we all have individual specific needs. God knows every one of us. He knows us individually. He knows us collectively. God knows exactly where we are. The Bible says he knows the way that I take. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So therefore, we don't have to worry about the blood of goats and calves. It said, but it's by his own blood that he shed. So therefore, enabling you and I to enter in to the holy place, come boldly before the throne of grace. You know, grace is awesome. Thank God, he's a good God, because grace, we can't earn it. We don't really deserve it, but it's his grace. He said, Paul said, his grace is sufficient for every one of us. The throne of grace. We need the grace of God that helps us to make it. So I'm going to ask in closing, how do you develop this steadfast faith? And the word develop means it is a process. You don't get it overnight. You don't get it and say, well, Lord, now give me the steadfast faith. It's by living one day at a time. As we go through life and we begin to pray and seek his face and we begin to go through different things, hallelujah, but it is a process to get steadfast faith. Number one, study your Bible at least 30 minutes every single day. And even start there. Start right there, studying the Word, so that you know. You don't want to have to guess at it. You want to have, like the Scripture says, be confident. I confidently approach the throne of grace. When you know what the Word says, you can come boldly. He said, yeah, come boldly. Hallelujah. Not arrogantly. Not like you own everything. But the thing is, you want to humble yourself on the mighty hand of God, and God will exalt you in due time. Hallelujah. So it is a process. Study your Bible. Hallelujah. You know, it's like, think about it. It's like your spiritual food. But think of the natural. We don't usually miss meals. If we do, we ain't gonna miss many, you know, and so we eat pretty regularly, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, sometimes snacks, all in between. Hallelujah. We don't miss it. So same thing about the spiritual way. If you want that spiritual man to grow, you got to feed it. You have to feed your faith. Feed the Word of God. Hallelujah. This is spiritual food, faith food. It is food to live by. All right, number two, spend time in prayer. Spend time before God. Spend time worshiping before him. Spend time even in the presence of the Lord. Practice entering in to the presence of God. There's nothing like it. You can't even put a price tag at all on that. The presence of God. When the presence of God shows up, change has got to take place. Things happen. Praise God. When the presence of God shows up, darkness has to go away. Trouble. He may still be in trouble, but the presence of God sheds his glory. It gives you the assurance, yes, I might be going through, but I can make it because I know the love of Christ. I know what his word says. I know what the promises are. Amen. We're talking about steadfast faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. Wow, the time went by so quickly. So quickly. But we want to pray tonight. Hallelujah. And we thank you again for being on this line. We're not only praying, there's some specific prayers we're going through tonight, but every single one of you, we pray. I want you to release your faith. And as I pray, you pray. And the Bible says, any two or three touching and agreeing, he says, in my name, he promised to be in the midst to bless the needed one. I'm a needed one. Do you have needs tonight? Oh, yes. Yes, I have needs tonight. Praise God. So let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you, we glorify you, we honor you, God. You are so awesome. God, we thank you for being real to us and real in our soul. Thank you, Lord, for your illuminating your word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that just shed light on your word tonight, showing us that we, yes, it's possible for us to have steadfast, unmovable faith, hallelujah, the kind of faith that the enemy can't take away, the kind of faith that you can't make me ashamed of it, God. We thank you. We just like Paul, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God, hallelujah, unto salvation to those who believe. We praise you, God, for your word is quick and powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. And God, tonight we believe. You said he that cometh to you, we must believe that you are, and that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hallelujah. So God, we diligently seek you tonight. My God, we thank you. We thank you. We want to just offer thanks and enter into your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We will bless you at all time, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth tonight. Glory to God. Father, we present to you, hallelujah, Sister Shirley Cooper, hallelujah, who will be going into surgery and having knee surgery tomorrow. God, we thank you, Lord, that you are guiding the doctor. You will guide them. You will give them wisdom, direction. Father, we thank you for her victory, hallelujah, that for her complete healing, God. In the name of Jesus, God, that she will stretch out on you. You love her. You are there. Hallelujah. Father, we present to you, we offer the prayer tonight, even for Deacon Cooper, that God, that you will meet every need that he has. Glory to God. Father, we present to you, we come to you and petition you on behalf of Anna Guthrie, hallelujah, and the entire Guthrie family. God, you see the things that Anna is enduring. This 23-year-old young lady, God, you know all that she's going through. We don't have such a high priest who can't be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but you were tempted always, just like we are, yet without sin. Father, touch Anna from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Clear those lungs, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Even when she has the surgery on Friday, Father, God, Jesus, God, and direct the doctors, give them wisdom. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, give her a testimony. Bring her out. We are standing in faith. We see what we see, Father, but we know what we know. We know what your word says, and that you are not a man that you should lie. Not are you the son of man that you should repent, but God, if you said it, you're going to do it, and Lord, if you spoke it, it will come to pass. So we're thanking you. Father, we thank you We're thanking you and we're petitioning you on behalf of Sasha Royal. Father, you see what she's been enduring for the past 4 or 5 months. God, she's going through so much, Lord. Oh, my God, touch her, God. Father, lay your nail-scarred hands on her thyroid gland, God. Regulate the gland. God, you are a God of restoration. Restore her thyroid gland where it needs to be. Hallelujah. Where it needs to be. Where it should be, Father. Oh, my God. Help her to breathe, God, freely, God. Help her to sleep, God. Give her sweet sleep. Give her the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that keeps our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Bless her husband, Jerry, trying to take care of her. Strengthen them both, God. In the name of Jesus, give them a testimony. Give them that kind of steadfast faith that no matter what comes or goes, they're going to stand. After they've done all to stand, they'll keep on standing on your word, Father. God, remember Margaret Royal. You know exactly what she's going through. Touch her body. Heal her, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, restore good health to her, Father. Strengthen her faith. Bless Sister Bertha Davis. Thank you, Lord, that you blessed her to come home from the hospital. Now, Father, help her to just rest in you. Just bask in your glory. Bask in your presence. Oh, God, help her to cast all of her cares, all of her concerns on you because you care for her. Strengthen her. Encourage her heart. Meet every single need that she has. Healing for her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Oh, my God, strengthen right now. Father, we call on you on behalf of Betty Ann Davis. My God, you love her. God, Jesus, encourage her. We need you. God, we need you right now. Father, all these names, God, we need you right now. Hallelujah. In the time, this is the time of need, God. We're coming boldly before your throne of grace. Hallelujah. That we may obtain mercy. Mercy, we pray on behalf of Betty Ann Davis. And remember Mother Dolores Liggins. Strengthen her on every hand. Encourage her heart, God. Bless her children. Bless her family, Father, in Jesus' name. Remember Deacon Walter Brown. Thank you how you blessed him to go drive all the way to New Jersey. Come back here safe. God, thank you for honoring his prayer. Bless him abundantly, Father. Remember Reverend Annie Anderson. Strengthen her tonight, God. Encourage her heart tonight. In Jesus' name, let her look to the hills for which cometh her help. All of our help comes from you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I'll ask you to thank you for Satisha Randolph, God. You blessed her to have a successful surgery. Bless her, God, and help her with complete healing, God, this healing process. God, draw her even closer to you, that she may love you even the more. Hallelujah. Restore good health to her. Bless Mary Bolden, God. Minister Mary Bolden, strengthen her. Complete healing, God. Oh, God, even as she heals, God, bring her in a higher place in you. Oh, God, strengthen her faith. Give her that more steadfast faith in you, Father. Remember those bereaved families that have lost loved ones. You know who they are, God. Strengthen them. Strengthen right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we praise you even for every person on this line, everyone, God. You know them individually. You know their need. See, man looks at the outward appearance, but God, you see directly. You see the heart. Strengthen these hearts. Bless these people that are on this line tonight. Encourage their faith. Give them that kind of tenacious faith that stands, that can weather all the troubles, whatever it is. God, you will give us the faith to stand. And after we've done all the stand, we're going to stand, therefore, on your word. Bless us to grow closer. Draw us closer to you. Give us a hunger and thirst after righteousness. I claim that for everyone on this line. I claim it for them. We claim it tonight, that we will grow closer to you, Father, that we will be strong in you and in the power of your might. And God, we ask all these blessings. We bless Petersville Baptist Church. Bless Pastor Ollie Bolden. Bless and give him that word, give him that boldness. God, continue to stand, to preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season. Preach the word. All the ministers that would see, grasp onto your presence, God, and knowing that your word is so important, that it's time that we have to preach as never before, that we have to stand for truth as never before. Help us to love one another. Cultivate that love. Help us to love one another. And share and give to each other, God, as you have said, to love each other like you have loved us, that we, that love of God that flows from heart to heart, that love of God that flows from breast to breast, keep us each and every day. God, I pray that you bless these people. Bless them even through this holiday Christmas season. God, it's a time that some people are stressed out, God, but help us to know that you, Jesus, you are the reason for the season. Bless families, God, all over, God. We need you right now. Bless us, God, to be a blessing. Make us a blessing, God, that we have more than enough. Show us, God, help us to be recipients of more than enough. Enough that we can bless others, that we can show the love of Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and we thank you. We thank you for the answer. We believe it. We receive it. And God, we thank you. We thank you and we bless your holy name. You are a good God. You're good all the time. And God, I ask that you continue to bless this Dream Team prayer line. Encourage people to come and receive the word. Encourage one and each other to invite others to come, that they may hear that word and be blessed. Encourage one another. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Praise God, Lord. For God, we thank you. We thank you for the answer to our prayers, because we believe that we receive it. We know you heard us, and so we thank you for the answer. We thank you right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. So God bless you all. We're kind of over our time, but we thank you. Thank you so much for being on this line. Keep me in your prayers. We pray one for the other. And we love you, and we look forward to seeing you all on church on Sunday. It's exciting. Hallelujah. It's our Christmas special. The young people are in charge, and we're going to eat spiritually. We'll eat naturally. We're going to enjoy the Lord, enjoy one another. So God bless you, and be blessed. Have a wonderful night. And with that, I'm going to say good night.